This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, NHL rosters dotted once again with WHL alumni to begin a new season. We'll have the numbers and a bit of a breakdown. It's the return of the Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup. Best 15-year-old players in each of the four Western provinces set for battle at the end of the month in Calgary. The WHL Senior Manager of Player Development, Kurt Hill, will join us. And the WHL Player of the Week, Reid Gardner of the Prince Albert Raiders, he'll be our guest. Well, the Western Hockey League is proud to announce that 146 WHL alumni are on National Hockey League opening day rosters for the start of the 2015-2016 season. In fact, the list is led by the Vancouver Canucks, who have 9 WHL grads, and not to mention former Medicine Hat Tigers head coach Willie Desjardins at the helm. All 30 NHL teams boast at least one former WHL player. The Arizona Coyotes, Buffalo Sabres, Edmonton Oilers, and Toronto Maple Leafs enter the 2015-16 season with 7 WHL grads on their respective roster. The complete list is available online at WHL.ca.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
It's the 2015 Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup. It's back this season again, set for Calgary, and we have from the WHL office the Senior Manager of Player Development, Kurt Hill. He joins us, and Kurt, all the top 15-year-old players here on display, and I know the WHL is proud to host an event like this.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can bring in such an elite talent pool right across from the four provinces, it's exciting for us, and it's exciting for the players, especially getting the opportunity to come and play against their peers. A lot of the guys that they saw get drafted in the Bantam draft last year for us, and kind of see where they sit against those players, and an opportunity for them to showcase their skills to a lot of our scouts in a real high caliber tournament.
How many players that'll play in the tournament are drafted by WHL teams?
Yes, we have 80 players in the tournament, and actually 73 of them were drafted in our Bantam draft last season. So, you know, the majority of the players playing in this event are players that have been picked by WHL clubs. So it will be an exciting event for our teams to see how those players have progressed after training camps.
I know that this is also a first look for Hockey Canada. They get on board because this is an identification process for them, and I know that they want to see what is coming down the pipe, and this gives them the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, from Hockey Canada's standpoint, I know they got the Youth Olympics in February this year, which will be this age category as well. So an opportunity to see these players for that. And then obviously an opportunity to see these players for summer invites to the Under-17 camp in July. So great opportunity for Hockey Canada to do that scouting, and having the event right in their facility obviously should be advantageous for them as well.
Kurt, let's talk about the history of this event. It's been brought on. I know it started in central Alberta, but has moved around a little bit anyways. And I know that it wasn't an event last year because of the winter games. But talk about the history and how it's come together the last number of years.
It started off with an agreement with the four Western branches, you know, just an opportunity to for them to put their best together and obviously come here and see the elite level of talent they have to offer. Started the tournament in Blackfolds, Alberta, and did it 1 year in Moose Jaw, and then the last couple years in Calgary. So this will be the third time we've had the event in Calgary, obviously with the WHL office here and us and Hockey Canada being involved for scouting purposes and for the facility needs. It's great to have the event hosted right here in our backyard.
73 drafted players. I know the Tri-City Americans and the Kamloops Blazers lead the way with 7 drafted players each at this event. Wednesday, October 28th to Sunday, November 1st. But another angle to this all, Kurt, is the fact that there's a little bit of provincial pride on the line. I know that, you know, Saskatchewan and Manitoba have a little rivalry. Alberta, BC have a little good thing going here. So there's a chance to represent your province here with a bit of pride on the line, too.
Yeah, you know, from the provincial standpoint, the branches they're all great to work with from the branch level, and you know, this is a important tournament for them. You know, they put a lot of hard work in this, right? It's almost a year process when these guys are going into their branch camps, and you know, they work their way through the process, the trial process, and the branches put a lot of hard work into this, and the players do put a lot of hard work in this as well. So for them to get the opportunity to represent their branch and you know, play for the provinces is very special on its own, and something that obviously shows on the ice with the competition level that does happen.
And Kurt, there's been a lot of talent that has come through this event and have gone on to play in the NHL. Let's talk about some of those names.
Yeah, there's been a significant amount of talent that's come through from all of the provinces. Jake Virtanen is a guy that played in this event from BC, and Matthew Barzal from BC, who are, you know, two high NHL draft picks. Matt Dumba from Alberta, another player that came through, as well as Connor Bleakley. Some of the Saskatchewan guys, Derek Pouliot, Hayden Fleury, the guys that have come through. And Manitoba has also had some good representation over the years with Brett Howden coming through, Nolan Patrick, a guy that played in this event as well. So obviously him going to be a big prospect moving forward.
Awesome. Top WHL talent that has moved on to the NHL has played in this event, and we look forward to the next crop coming to the WHL from the Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup here coming up in late October. Kurt, great job with this, and best of luck putting things together, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
A reminder, don't miss Championship Tuesdays at WHL.ca. Every Tuesday of the season, the league looks back on championship teams and their run to the title. This week, it's the 1992 Kamloops Blazers and the 1968 Estevan Bruins.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
It's a good start to the season for Reed Gardner of the Prince Albert Raiders. He's the WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Raiders, Drew Wilson, has more.
The WHL Player of the Week is Raider assistant captain Reed Gardner. Reed, you're off to a fantastic start. 4 goals and 4 assists in 4 games. What's been the key for you?
I think just having fun with the game, playing with 2 good line mates, Simon Stransky and Austin Glover. I think we have good skill, but our work ethic is number one. I think we want to play a good 200-foot game, and it's been preached to us that defense creates a good offense. So we've been getting moving pucks forward, kind of north-south game, and pucks on net and going to net. I think it's a big part of it, and I think our power play has been clicking pretty good so far.
That was going to lead to my next question. You're on the point on the first power play. You did that a little bit last year, but it looks like it's going to be your permanent position this year. How do you like that, aside from the fact that you sniped one from the point the other night?
Yeah, I like it. I think our first unit there, both units are good, but I think with Jesse and I back on the blue line, we can both shoot the puck and move the puck pretty well. So I think having us two back there are kind of the trigger men when things kind of get spread out. We can get pucks in net, and then guys are doing a good job of kind of funneling that and picking up loose pucks to bang in.
When I look back at the weekend and the winning goal in overtime, which happened when you broke your stick at the same time, and perhaps you had a little bit of puck luck on that one, does that make up for the 2 posts that you hit in previous games?
Yeah, I think so. It's nice to win the game there early on, and like you said, I had my stick broke on the goal, but I hit a few posts in this weekend against Vancouver and Medicine Hat, and I missed a few open nets that probably we should have scored on, so kind of getting frustrated, so it was nice to kind of get a good pass from Hunter and put it in open net.
Let's talk about 3 straight wins, 2 in overtime, 1 in a shootout. You're finding ways to win. How important is it in terms of building team chemistry?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think to build team chemistry here early on and to kind of go on a big road trip here next week is going to only make it stronger. I think hanging out on the bus and hotel with guys is going to make our bond stronger. But I think the big thing is finding ways to win early on in the season is going to pay dividends later on in the year. I think guys are learning to win in different situations, but maybe next time we can keep it to 60 minutes to win a game instead of 65 or longer.
And finally, Reed, how hungry is this team, especially the veterans coming back after the disappointment of missing the playoffs last year?
Really hungry. I think everybody had a really good summer. It was a really long summer, obviously not making the playoffs. And I think even myself, I got the itch to come back about middle of July. I already wanted to start playing hockey and see everybody again. And guys are hungry. You can see it in practice. You can see it in our daily habits. We come to work, and we work hard and we play hard. So we hang out pretty much all the time. And but once guys get to the rink, it's kind of game face on, and then we come to work. So there's time to get away from the game and hang out. But once we come to the rink, it's game on, and that's what we've been approaching the last 2.5 weeks.
WHL Player of the Week, Reed Gardner, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Special thanks to Drew and Prince Albert for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.